This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, for a better sense of the culture that's in question at Wells Fargo, let's hear some excerpts of a conversation we had with a former Wells Fargo banker, Khalid Taha. He lives outside of San Diego. Here's his take.
My job was a personal banker. A personal banker is the person who is responsible for assisting customers with opening a new account, maintaining a long-term relationship for the customer with the bank. I felt the pressure immediately because you have a certain goals, and whether you have experience, whether you don't have experience, whether it's your first day at job, you're expected to meet these goals. Basically, you lose your job if you do not meet your sales goals. And I believe that's what's led many people in my area, in my branch, in nationwide, going in, like, cutting corners, going into shady practices, et cetera, because they just want to save their job. They just want to pay their rent at the end of the month. They want to put food on the table. They want to send their kids in schools. They're just people. Trust me. We're not the one who is making millions. We're barely making a living. Everybody knew, not as an opinion, not as an assumption. They know that there is something wrong going on, and there is a lot of things going on in the company.
You should know that Khalid Taha recently settled a personal injury lawsuit against Wells Fargo over stress caused by sales quotas. He left Wells Fargo in July as a condition of his settlement. Now, the company declined an interview about this, but sent us a statement that says, in part, "We have made fundamental changes to help ensure team members are not being pressured to sell products. This includes our recent announcement that we are ending all product sales goals for the retail bank, effective October the 1st.